What does it mean being absolute in a physical experience like living here on Earth? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, the School of the Master, and all sorts of other wonderful organizations here in Campo, California. One day you all ought to come visit us here. We'd be very surprised, and you would too. What does it mean being absolute in a physical experience like living here on Earth? That's a good question. What does it mean being absolute in a physical experience like living here on Earth? Well, it doesn't mean anything, because you cannot be absolute in a physical experience. You can contemplate absolute. You can intellectualize on absolute. You can consider the mass depths of the thinking that absolute might engender in your consciousness, but think, what does it mean to be absolute in a physical body? Well, number one, you are absolute and you are in a physical body. You are absolute. And as absolute, you are a relative being. Now, the absolute is a concept. The absolute is an isness. And is it an isness? Or is it a concept? Is it something beyond that which the physical can contemplate, can consider? Think about, what does it mean being absolute? Well, being absolute is when there is no relativity. There is no relative awareness. Now, people say, I'd like to be an absolute master and be on this physical plane. Well, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Now, Ingeborg, you have just been named to be Desdemona in this Shakespearean play. Now, your name is Ingeborg Puckert, but you've been designated, chosen as the actress to be Desdemona. Now, if you get up on stage and you forget that you're supposed to be Desdemona, and you start acting like Ingeborg Puckert might act under those circumstances, the play would be lost. Because the content of the play is based upon what is expected of Desdemona. Okay, now, you say, well, what's that got to do with the price of beans in Russia? Well, it has this to do. If you choose to act like you're absolute, when you act like you're absolute, all that's human, all that's physical, all that's relative falls away. Just like you can be Desdemona and completely forget that you're Ingeborg Puckert, that you're just Desdemona and you're nothing else. You're nothing else. You're this wonderful actress playing this wonderful role of Desdemona. And when they applaud you, they're not applauding Ingeborg Puckert. They're applauding Desdemona for being such an exquisite presentation of herself. It sounds strange, but that's what it is. Any actor who plays any role, if he has played that role sufficiently well, he will be applauded not for being the actor, but for playing the role, for being the role. And here we're saying, what does it mean being absolute? Being the role. Now, let's just say you are offered $2 million to play the role of absolute. And so you say, all right, give me my script. What am I supposed to say? How am I supposed to act? Oh, no. No, that you have to do yourself. So then you, in your wisdom, go into your inner consciousness, and in your inner consciousness, you think about what it means to be absolute. Now, what sort of a conclusion do you come to on your inner consciousness? What sort of an inner thought do you come with? Excuse me. I am being very relative here. What sort of inner thought do you come with on being absolute? You say, well, absolute is not aware of the relative. Because if absolute is aware of the relative, it's relative. Okay. Well, relative is all you know. So you have to become quiet, listen to the divine within you, and say, okay, divine within me, you got me this role. How do I play it? What do I do? And as you listen to the divine within you, the divine within you says, cool. Just be yourself. Now, what is yourself? Is yourself a human being? No. Is yourself a divine being? Yes. What does it mean to be a divine being? How can you be a divine being? How can you be a divine being? Well, you can be a divine being right there. How can you be a divine being when you are thinking of it from a relative point of view? You can't. So you have to completely think divine. Now, perhaps you haven't been doing this, but if you're a good actress, you can do it. Now, what is it called, Sylvia? Do you know the term for what I'm trying to get her to play the game? To play the game. To play the game of what it means to be absolute. To play the game. But you see, if you play the game, then you will think that you're absolute. You will think that you're living in the consciousness of absolute, and you have no idea what it is. Now, you will, of course, fail miserably because you have never practiced this, but you practice. So the first thing that that absolute does not do, we go by some of our points here, the absolute does not judge. And of course, human nature judges. And how can we not judge? That is a dirty black pavement out there. Well, now, to say it is dirty pavement, not black, but it's dirty pavement, is a judgment. To say that is a black pavement out there, that's not a judgment. That's just a statement. Now, can you keep all of your attitudes, all of your thinking, just in statements? And if you can think that way, that's super. But it takes training. It takes training. So anything that you think about, any person you think about, anything that you're thinking about, I want to take this middle point there, unconditional love. Can you love everyone unconditionally, or can you love anyone unconditionally when they want to love you back in a conditional way? Can you be untouched by their wanting to love you back in a conditional way when you love them unconditionally? That's tough. That's really tough. When you reach down and pet your dogs, can you give all your dogs the equal loving attention that you give to one? That's always a chore. It's a chore from the point of view that one is more loving than the other. One is more wiggly than the other. One appreciates it more than the other, so to speak. And so you have a tendency to love the one that appreciates it more. And, of course, the other one doesn't get the same amount, but he doesn't care. Or does he? Or who cares? If you're doing it unconditionally, then you can't care. And whether they care or not doesn't matter. This is a big step. It's a big step. So when you think unconditionally loving, you're making a tremendous stride in the awareness of absolute. Now, other things, possession. What about your body? Is your body whole and perfect?
Yes, it is.
Your body is whole and perfect. Then if you stub your toe or anything like that, what is your immediate statement?
I'm whole and perfect.
Exactly. If your immediate statement is, ouch,
forget it,
then you are back in the relative frame very strongly, and you nurse an ouch on your toe. Mm-hmm. But if you immediately say, I'm whole and perfect, and then you go about your business, you forget your stubbed toe. You forget whatever pain might be there because you don't empower it. Now, that takes training too. That takes training too. But as you train in that, you are walking closer to absolute awareness. Now you say, we can really become aware of absolute? No, but at least you can train yourself to become thinking that you can. Yeah?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
Now, you laugh, and it's well that you laugh, but think about this. When you are learning to play the piano, you are terrible in the beginning. But as the years go by, you learn to play it quite well, perhaps. And you don't know that you're playing it quite well. You don't know that you are really a piano virtuoso. You don't know that, but you are. Because you have given yourself one pointedly over to playing the piano, if that is what you have done. And so, therefore, you are right on the verge of magnificent mastership of the piano. But you don't even know it. You just think that you are on the verge of expressing yourself, your greatest personal best, you know, your highest personal best. You think that's what you're doing. But what you're really doing is you're leaving behind all of the limitations that I can't play, all the limitations I don't have a great repertoire, all the limitations that say there are people who find fault with my playing, and Bach would turn over in his grave if he heard how I played his piece. You know, those thoughts were not in your mind. Do you know why? Because you are Bach. You are the composer. You are the creator of that music. And more than that, you are the creator of that music with all of the genius that you have, which far exceeds what the composer had. Because Bach did not play like Beethoven or like any of the other great musicians. Everyone was quite different. Everyone had a style. And as you are the great pianist, you incorporate every style in your ability to play. You incorporate every style. And what a magnificent piece of music that would create if every style were incorporated. We cannot conceive that. How can you have the styles of 15 divergent composers all in one piece of music? How can you do that? How can you have the quietness and the strongness and the melodious qualities and all these other things all in one piece and at one time expressing? You can. But you see, we don't allow ourselves to think that we can because we think limited. We think that it cannot be done. And that's silly. So what we want to do is to open our consciousness to the fact that we haven't got the vaguest idea of what we're doing and just go and do it. Go and be your divine self. Go and be your absolute self. And truly, you will not get there. That doesn't sound very beneficial, positive, or anything, but you won't get there. Because as you do get there, you won't know you're there. Mm-hmm. And you see, that's tough. That's tough. When you arrive at being absolute, you will be invisible to the relative world. You'll be invisible to yourself. You will not see yourself. You will not be aware of that being that you were that moved into the absolute awareness. No. That's a concept that's very difficult to appraise, to think about. But it is the way it is. It's the way it is. And it's not so profound. It's not so amazing. It's just that when you are a concert pianist, you do not remember when you weren't. You cannot, because if you remember it, then you are back there. And every time you have a negative experience that comes up in your life, if you rehash it, and rethink it and restate it, you're empowering that to be again alive in your mind, in your body, in your affairs, and to destroy you. I remember when the fire engine hit me and I got squashed underneath it, but, you know, I didn't get killed. And they took me to the hospital and fixed me up and so forth. But when that fire engine, it came right on down on me, you know? Like Almighty Bruce when the semi-trailer truck whomped down on him. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good illustration. And when he was ready to do whatever that was, what happened?
He went back.
He went back. He did die. You see, as the movie was showing, he was in heaven and he was walking around in the pearly gates and all that sort of nonsense, you know. But hey, that's okay. But it was a reconfirmation that you don't die, that you live.
Yeah, you always make decisions.
Mm-hmm. You go on and on. And here, being absolute, when you arrive at that state of awareness, you have no desire to see your parents, see your family, see anybody at all. You have no desire to see God, because you know you're God. You have no desire to see anything in the world, and yet you are everything in the world. You are everything. You are the allness. You are the isness. You are the nothingness. You are everything. And I tell you, that's quite an amazing concept to come up with, amazing consideration to have. But think about that. Now, one of my seminar sponsors next May questioned Ellen and said, is Herb too intellectual? Is Herb so intellectual that our people, who are quite ordinary people, might not get the benefit from what he has to say? And Ellen says, whenever Herb speaks, he speaks to the people on the level that they are. Now, that's just the way it is. And so, if I'm speaking to a group of people who are not at all interested in absolute, they merely want to be untouched and one-pointed and not possessed and not judgmental and all that kind of good stuff, and are whole and perfect, or wealthy, you know, or harmonious in their relationships, I got the answers for them. There are steps in awareness. But when you arrive at those steps in awareness, what's the next step? Being absolute. Poof! You're out of all those dimensions, but you're not dead. You're just being all. And if at any point, I can't imagine why you would do it, if at any point you thought of being human again, you give yourself the biggest challenge you can have, because you know that you're all. And when you give yourself the biggest challenge you can have, then you make a big mistake. You tell yourself to forget who you are. And so then you're living on earth or wherever, and you forget that you are absolute. You forget that you're divine. You forget that every word you speak is a power. You forget that. And so thereby you enjoy a lot of frustrations and a lot of problems. And that's very silly. We don't need to do that. So, what does it mean being absolute in the physical experience, like living here on earth? It means that you are unaware of being here on earth. In an illustration, just like the musician is unaware that he was unable to play at one time. Yeah, I must have been unable to play, but I don't remember it, you know. Thank goodness. If he remembered it, he'd go through the same struggles that he went through to get to where he is now. But you and I, each one of us have memories that are not happy. And let's not empower them by thinking about them. Let's only empower the concept, absolute, which is, you know, unconditional love and all these wonderful things. It's challenging, but it's exciting. And come join me tonight as we dream and think of these things. And we'll have quite a journey if you wish.
Okay.
But I doubt that you'll be there because you have conditioned yourself when you go to bed to fall asleep. And so it is. But I love you anyhow. I love you. I love you. I love you.